Locker room chats are continuing here tonight on KNCA. We're talking Troy basketball. We got the girls coach Derek Jasper queued up for a few minutes. Always appreciate it. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts as well. Coach, you've had a little bit of time this week and not going to get back on the floor till next week. We'll get your thoughts on that in a moment. But last week, taking part in the 12th annual Thunder Classic, it was such a fantastic field. So many good and ranked teams. And you guys showed out, especially in that final game. You capture a third place finish, defeating host Nemaha Central in that final game on Friday. But, you know, you beat Marysville in the first round. You hang tough with 4A ranked Rock Creek in the semis, but obviously the Mustangs getting the win there. But again, bouncing back against Nemaha in that final game to go 2-1. So before we kind of dive into the nuts and bolts, just the overall thoughts and takeaways from the 2-1 third place finish at the 12th annual Thunder Classic last week.
Yeah, that was being kind of generous, Brandon, saying hang tough with Rock Creek. But yeah, Rock Creek, really good team. We had to play in the semifinals. It was 26-4 at halftime. And
yeah.
I've been coaching a long time, haven't had 4 points very often, I hope, not that I remember, but man, kind of, they really overwhelmed us a little bit with their physicality on defense, just like on the ball pressure and hedging screens, all the bumps. And I'm not blaming the officials. We did need a tighter whistle, but they were consistent that way, and that was probably not in our favor with their aggressive man-to-man defense where we're sitting in a zone and not being quite as physical and aggressive. And we struggled to run our sets. They took us out of a lot of stuff. Everybody struggled in that first half, and they didn't. They hit a bunch of threes against our zone, and I was too stubborn to come out of that zone, of course. So we come out after half, and, you know, this was a positive from that game. And we scored 29 points in the second half. We changed our defense to where we were trapping a little bit more out front, and that caused them a little bit of problems. And, you know, before I knew it, I looked up the scoreboard, and it was 43-29. We'd cut it down to 14.
Yeah.
And I didn't have aspirations that we were going to win the game at that point, but I was proud to know that, hey, we're not going to get totally embarrassed here. It's not going to be a running clock. And so, anyway, Rock Creek ended up hitting 13 threes. You know, a girl shooting 16% before the game goes 8 out of 10 or something like that. And those kind of nights happen. And if people are hitting against our zone, it's going to be tough for us to stop them because sometimes we have to pick our poison. Their big girl might have hurt us if we would have played a lot of man. So, you know, that game was what it was, a very good Rock Creek team. I see they beat Silver Lake last night, a very good team. So no shame to lose that. And I was proud of our girls for the fight that they showed when they were down so big at halftime.
Yeah, and then kind of carrying that second half momentum into that third place game against a very stout Nemaha team. They had been playing very good going into that tournament. You guys won it 50-37. So just such a high positive note, you know, to end that tournament against a very good Nemaha team.
It was a terrific game, a terrific win, I thought, you know, going out there back-to-back days and playing that early 3:15 game, you know, tough motivation for both teams probably, but, and it was a little sluggish at times, wasn't always great basketball there against Nemaha, but man, we found a way to hang in there on the boards with them. I think we might have even out-rebounded Nemaha Central, and that is a big confidence boost for us. They have some nice size. I think you said there earlier, they'd won 8 games in a row before they played Hiawatha in the semifinals.
Right.
So they were a hot team. They'd been scoring in the 50s quite frequently. So I thought defensively we were pretty good. And you know, they weren't making shots either. So that always helps. But I thought defensively we did some good things. A little bit, I can remember some of that scoring from that game. Haley Groff had 11 points in the first half, kind of kept us in that thing. Allison Grable, 7 points, 8 rebounds, and then Harper comes up with 22, I believe, in that game. Had a big third and fourth quarter, I think, to kind of extend that lead to 10. So, really good game overall, and we've got some other people really, our other starters really stepping in and doing some good things for us.
Well, now what, Coach? You know, you guys get some time off, you know, some other teams in the area, you know, fighting 3-game weeks still after midseason tournaments, you know, the scheduling kind of changed for you guys, so you have this whole week off, you're back to it next week against JCN, so how do you kind of, you know, utilize that practice time? I know it's, you know, probably a positive and a negative, but how do you utilize this week with a little bit extra time on your hands?
I don't think it's an ideal situation to have the whole week off at this point of the season. Kind of weird, you know. We did that on Christmas break. I mean, and we need a couple of girls to do some healing and resting. So, and maybe it will be okay. Of course, Monday we didn't practice because of no school. We're not practicing today. We got a big history fair. So we'll practice Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. and hopefully get some people some rest. But we do need to take these 3 days and this little time off to improve, and then just hope we aren't rusty next Tuesday. You know, we got to be ready to go at home against JCN. So, you know, what it just happened, you know, Frankfurt overscheduled some games, I think, and we were supposed to have a game last night. The boys got to play Nemaha last night, but the Nemaha girls have a full schedule, so we missed out on a game there. And we'll try to, if we can pick one up later, we will. We're short a game or two. I think we're short two games now. So if we can pick one up later, we will. But hopefully we get a couple of our girls rested and completely healed up for the 3 week stretch coming that finishes up NEKL play.
There it is, Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach, again joining us after a third place finish at the Thunder Classic. Little time off, no game right now this week for them. Back to it next Tuesday at home against Jefferson County North. Well, Coach, we'll find some stuff to talk about next week.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, Brandon.